comes the Monday Marketing Huddle Podcast. We are here to provide you marketing tips and tricks to expand your business. And now your hosts, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday Marketing Huddle with D2 Media Team. We are the two Ds, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin. We are a traditional media agency specializing in digital and traditional media to grow your business with strategy. And each week we host a special guest to talk about their business, tell their story, and give our listeners some thoughtful and helpful tips to make your business grow. And this week we have a very special guest to Debbie and I, Debbie Richards from Gateway Outdoor Advertising.
Hello.
Debbie is currently the marketing manager for Gateway Outdoor Advertising. She opened the Rochester Transit Market when Lamar took over the contract in 2014. And she manages the advertising arm for all transit products, which we will talk about. Wow. Buses, mobile billboards, RTS Transit Center in Rochester, and buses and shelters in over 7 New York counties. Her prior media experience includes 25 plus years in radio and has spent time in TV and print as well. And we, of course, have known her for a million years and love her.
And I love you guys.
What an incredible asset she is to any business.
Well, a ton of energy, that's for sure, I would say, right? Yeah. So welcome, Deb. Great to have you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah. It's a pleasure and an honor to be joining you.
Well, the bar is pretty low.
Right.
No, so this is great because this is a topic that I don't know a lot about. So I'm excited to have you so you can educate me and anyone else out there who is not familiar with out-of-home media and then what Gateway offers. So I know you don't, can you talk to us about what you do?
Yeah. So what I do for Gateway, or really just in general, just to back up what out of home is, out of home media is really anything the consumer sees out of home, you know? So I mean, quite simple as that. But you know, but I think the interesting thing is when we think of that, you know, we think of the billboards, which are the bulletins, the digital and the posters throughout the community. It includes the transit, which is what I represent, you know, working for Gateway and formerly for Lamar. And that includes your bus exterior, your bus interior, shelters in the market. In Rochester here, we have a beautiful transit center, which I always say is kind of like an airport for the buses. So we have digital advertising in there and we have dioramas in there. And then actually Gateway also offers convenience store advertising, which includes like, you know, ads outside of the store on a poster as you're walking in. And it also includes inside of the store and things like that. And we do that across the country, but that's also considered a form of outdoor, as would taxi advertising be, or, you know, anything outdoor is really out of home, which is the way, you know, it's often referred to in the advertising world, you know, OOH, out of home. So that's it.
Still a traditional media that, you know, is still alive and does really well for people. So that's great. So talk to me about, you know, how this can be used for businesses, right? So if we have somebody listening, you know, does it work for everyone? Is it only specific categories? Like, talk to us about, like, you know, your clients.
Yeah. I mean, we work with all verticals, you know, any vertical, you know, certainly we have strength in certain verticals at different times of the year, no different than a seasonality for, you know, it's springtime, you know, you may see roofers, whether, and I am trying to speak to all of out of home, not just what I do, even though I'll, you know, be able to be more familiar with the transit side. But healthcare is really big for us, education right now, real estate, again, going back to seasonality, not that we don't buy houses all year, but, you know, we're doing a lot with that. I think the power, so kind of backing up, you kind of touched on it before we get into this. I think out of home is so huge in the recent years because, you know, for years now, we've been saying the media landscape, it's, you know, it's so cluttered. There's so much to choose from. And out of home was always there, you know, even back in our radio days. And the truth is we never really thought about it. Like, I know I didn't. We never talked about it in meetings like, oh, we got to watch out for out of home. You know, it's a competitor. But I think that it sort of started standing taller as the media got more cluttered, you know what I mean? Because all of a sudden you got this huge billboard or you got this huge wrap on a bus. it's not different. It's just that it now stands out more. And I think the other thing is we don't opt in for it. It's not our favorite radio personality, television show. We're not on our phones looking, you know what I mean? If you're outside of the home, you have that opportunity to see that ad.
Well, and it's not competing with watching TV, being on your phone,
exactly,
your tablet, and your family members. Yeah, like you're really much more attentive when you're out of the home and you are driving or walking because you don't have all these other distractions.
Exactly, exactly. So the opportunity to see it is there, and they're large. They're larger than life, and it's creative, you know. And so we really, and it's really, you know, I carefully say this: it's a out of home is a excellent branding medium, and that's how to use it at its best. Do we do call to action? Absolutely. I do it on the buses too. You know, we promote, you know, even not to jump into, we did something with, you know, the Rochester Museum and Science Center. We were promoting an exhibit that was running for, I don't know, 4 months or something. So, yeah, you know,
did that, and we had a ton of fun. And
oh my God,
people don't realize how creative it really can be. Like, some of them were sides of the buses, some of them were the back of the bus. It was this really fun, cool exhibit. I think it had like slime and stuff on it. And
yeah, it I think we had
vibrant.
Yeah, we had like 3-4 different creative versions. And, you know, from the back of the bus, and, you know, you'll notice this now as you're driving throughout the community, you'll see the buses and you'll start looking, oh, this is what she's talking about. But the backs of the buses in this market are like a mural. They're huge. Yeah. And they're, it's like a beautiful blank painting that if you brand it correctly, like they did for the, you know, RMSC, it was beautiful. It was impactful. You know, it had the right creative and the right text on it to really then drive through the streets of Rochester and target consumers, all of us, right? So, I mean, these buses, in the case of transit, they, I always say they live in the city, okay, because that's where they go home at night to sleep. But they travel throughout the entire county, as is the case, really, you know, if we have friends and listening across the country and clients, you know, every transit authority has, you know, at least one garage, maybe more than one. So you can target out of a certain area. In Monroe County, we do have one garage. So when the buses leave, they're traveling throughout the county. They might be on Monroe Avenue all day, one day in Pittsburgh, the next day they might be in Hilton. And, you know, and then they're always coming in and out of the city. So, you know, but they travel throughout the entire county.
I think just as somebody who has worked with you on this and has bought it and has bought it for a campaign specifically, it's affordable.
Like, yeah.
You can afford to do it.
So I was going to ask, is this because, for all?
Right.
For
billboards all have the stigma of being extremely expensive. The creative is very expensive. But this is something that I think people can definitely afford.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, when you get into the CPMs and all of that stuff, it's one of the most cost-effective media out there. And the other thing that is fantastic is it's out there 24/7, right? So it's not buying a day part. It's, you know, if you're buying an ad on the bus, those buses, you know, in truth are out there like 21 hours a day, more or less, 7 days a week, right? So yeah, they might run less a little bit on the weekends. Every garage, again, that's going to, you know, vary a little bit, but you're buying location and length of time. So when I go back to like location, if we, you know, switch over to say the shelters for a minute, like I can hyper target, you know, if you tell me, hey, you know, when I have a store opening in this zip code or this neighborhood or, you know, whatever the case may be. And we say, you know what, we want to look at shelters because we really want it hyper targeted. Maybe when we want to use directional arrows on the ad to, you know, hey, this new, you know, store opened, come check it out. And so you may target that from two different sides, you know, of the neighborhood or within a 3-mile radius, you know, no different than we can do with a lot of other media these days. And then we'll do it that way. So we're going to really hyper target with the shelters because they're static, and then where the buses are going to give you the more that, you know, huge reach and frequency and give you that full circle coverage across the county. And the other thing too, and this is where it can get confusing, and, you know, that's my job to make the right recommendation and work with my partners, you know, to say, okay, what are we thinking? You know, and sometimes budget's going to determine what product we do, but, you know, we can saturate the market, say with Kings, which is a very traditional and which goes on the side of the bus. It's 30 inches by 144 inches. It's probably, if you might not know the name, but you've seen them because they're always,
the
you know, they're all
kinks. What's it called?
They're called a king.
A king.
That's
okay.
The fun part.
The king, the king cat, the bat.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so yeah, we got it all down.
Yeah, and that's where it gets, you know, so what we were talking about before with the museum and science center is we ran fullbacks.
Yeah.
And we keep it pretty simple, stupid. Fullback is the fullback of the bus. So
I like that. That keeps it better.
So, but they're beautiful, you know. Beautiful. So, and the fullback, you know, again, you're always targeting, you know, your motorists, your pedestrians. The backs of the buses offer, I think, more dwell time because oftentimes you're sitting behind a bus, you know, waiting, yeah, you know, to go to the next stop. But obviously, we also run ads on the sides of the buses. We have the street side, we have the curb side. Another, you know, you've seen a wrapped bus before where you're wrapping the entire bus.
Hamburger wrapper, cheeseburger wrapper. Those were my favorites.
Oh my gosh. We did one a couple years ago for Justin, not Justin Nut Butter, but their peanut butter cup. I don't know if you're familiar with that brand.
Yeah.
First of all, go buy one because they're so good.
Peanut butter cup.
They're like natural. They're natural, but they're still like, you know, a peanut butter cup. But they are so good. They are so good. And it was just the coolest creative. I mean, the entire bus was wrapped in a peanut butter cup. You know what I mean? Right. And yet they could put different, you know, images on each side of the bus on the back. And, you know, it's cool. It's really
very
powerful.
Yeah.
And it's not just these big national advertisers, it's local advertisers.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I have a lot of local.
Well, so my question, so you hit on the targetability. So that's great. What about like people who need help with creative? Like, do you guys offer that? So like, these are great ideas. I mean, I'm sure with the Rosh Museum sign, you guys, the slime, like, can you guys assist with that?
Yeah. So I personally, you know, think I've gotten pretty good at that over 7 years. So, and I, you know, we know, like I've always sort of had, not as creative as Debbie maybe, but I've had I have a creative gene in me. but so I work at Gateway, I work with a freelancer. So we don't have a team on board at our company that does the design work, but I work with a freelancer. And then I work hand in hand with her and the client. She has her own hourly fee. It's pretty reasonable. Clients, it's worked out well for me. In the past, and I will say just to like speak to other forms of outdoor, Lamar being a bigger company, they have a creative team in-house. So that service is free of charge for those folks. But, you know, it's pretty reasonable for me as well. And having come from Lamar and moving to Gateway, you know, it's been a seamless transition in turning it, you know, to the working with the freelancer.
Okay.
I think just to, I'm sorry, to go off on that, just to, you know, from an educational standpoint, you know, less is always more with an outdoor ad. An outdoor ad is not here to tell you a story with text, but it can show the story with image, which again, we keep going back to the Museum and Science Center. It was like a scientific, they had some of them that were like robots and all kinds of stuff. So you just saw that image. And if your kid was in that car, oh my God, I have to go do this. But it's 7 words or less is really the best ad.
Yeah, okay.
That's the tip. It's not what you will see all the time, but
it should be the tip for Lamar as well. As we all know, as we're driving 70 miles an hour past a billboard.
Oh yeah.
I mean, 4 or 5 sentences. We're not grasping at people.
Yeah. And in fairness, it's probably, honestly, that's probably the client, and that's where as a good, you know, rep of the company, you kind of really got to say, listen, this is a lot. We need to cut some wording out. Cause I agree with that. I mean, there's oftentimes I can't, you know, and yeah, I have my glasses, but I can't see what's even on those ads, you know, until I'm literally on top of it. And the funny thing is sometimes I can't see the logo. I'm like, what the heck? Like,
I know. Well, sometimes like, who is the client there? Like, I'm like, who's the client?
Don't put the phone number on there. Like, nobody is going to remember your phone number. Put your name in your website.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Like, this should be like advertising 101. Like, I'm not going to remember 7 digits as I'm flying by at 70 miles an hour. It's not
right. I agree. Yeah. There's that, and that really is another, you know, that's something I always say, don't don't put the phone number, just do the website. You don't need the www people like that, you know.
We don't need that anymore.
We're good. We're good.
And you don't need the area code, you know, here. And that, I get that a lot too when people insist on the number, because people do. It's like, okay, but we're in Rochester. Now, there's times when if they have offices, you know, especially in Western New York, I get it. They want to stand out and show which one you're calling. But it's simple little things, and just taking, because don't forget, these ads on buses or the billboards, they're huge. So 585 takes up an awful lot of space. Cut that out, you know? So
yeah, those are great tips, because people sometimes are too close to their own advertising and their own creative that they don't really see the big picture.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, one last question I have for you. Can you measure it? Like, so after a campaign, like the Museum Science Center or the one that you're talking about, like, what does it look like on the other side, Deb? Can you give them results or?
Yeah, so we can't give them, we don't so much give them results on the other side, but up front, we use a system called Geopath, which has been around for, I'd say at least like 6 years, maybe of my seven. It was formerly Tab, but Geopath came in and got really granular, and they're able to, they look at traffic data. They look at the census. They look at like travel and surveys. And so they take all of those things, and then backing up when you're speaking to just transit, for me, we also take in the transit authority information, the buses, the audio, all of those things to be able to give you the impressions for the opportunity to see, right? Because we can't guarantee that, you know, Debbie and Darcy are driving and they looked up or they sat behind, you know, more than likely, then that's what I think the power of transit is.
Right.
You know, unless you're looking at your phone, which you're not supposed to be doing, you know, there's no way that you can't see the ad on the bus that you're sitting right next to, you know, or the shelter that you're driving by, you know, because again, misconception, I don't need you to ride the bus to see the shelter ad. I just need you to be driving past this big wrap on my shelter, you know, to see it. So that's how we measure, and we can provide impressions. So, you know, we can say this is the opportunity, and we do that by the size of the ad and all of the other things that I've shared to give you a pretty solid number of here's the impressions and the opportunity to see this ad. And it's going to be greater on the larger the product.
Yep.
From a location based, when we speak to shelters, it's going to also be based on where that location is. You know, like I have shelters, say maybe in the inner city that are in smaller little neighborhoods, those impressions are going to be small. Then I have shelters on Monroe Avenue in Pittsburgh, they're going to skyrocket. You know what I mean? So all of that gets factored in and helps us decide what makes the most sense. And then ultimately, you know, and I think probably that's one of the things, like, I always have to ask, you know, how are you going to measure the success? Hopefully, you know, it's going to be measured by more phone calls, people coming in the door, you know, wherever the case may be, because I can't guarantee that they're going to say, I saw that bus. I saw, you know, I mean, and that's something we all struggle in any form of media to try to take the credit, you know, unless it's digital where, you know, you can say you served it up, but you can't really guarantee they looked at it. Just we served it, you know? Yeah.
I like that. Set the goals up front. Yeah. That's good.
That's a lot of great information. So Deb, if somebody is interested in OOH out of home, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 7. Oh, should we not do? Here, I'm saying we're saying don't do phone numbers, but since we're listening, you might have a pen and paper. I won't say WW. No, my phone number is 750-7392. And we do have a website too, gatewayoutdooradvertising.com, and you would just link up to Rochester.
Okay. Or I could give you my call, Debbie or I, and we will of course make sure that they get in touch.
I would love that.
This was a great piece, because I think a lot of people just don't know what they don't know about this and how great this product really can be.
Well, how fun, right?
Yeah, it really is.
Fun. I got to think even for employees, like if you work for that, whatever that nut bar thing was, or even the music, you drive by it, you feel good that you work for a company that's, you know, having fun.
Right. That's promoting your business. Yeah. Exactly. And it stands out. I mean, it stands out. It's different. It's just you know, and one last thing that I always say is sometimes it's just like most companies have a company vehicle. It's just like adding, you know, and if it's a national client, they add a lot. It's like adding 40 more company vehicles to your fleet. Right. I mean, that's another way that I look at the buses for sure.
That's awesome. This is great. And you know what, people are, you know, with, we're the other side of COVID, we're all vaccinated here and people are driving. It's a great time to really look at the out of home right now. So
Absolutely. And also Geopath does a mobility report every week due to COVID, and we're right back up there. They looked, they just added in like 2019 numbers. And as of last week, or the week of the 22nd is the last report I have, we were at, we're at 22.3 miles traveling on a daily basis here in Rochester, very specifically. And in 2019, we were at 24. So we're just below that, you know, we're pretty much below.
We're there. The timing's perfect. You were just fun, Deb.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
The best. Yeah.